Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington. Various musicians throughout the history of jazz have had to overcome physical or mental disabilities to further their careers in music, blindness being the most common. On this Dr. Jazz Hour, we will explore the music of some of these handicapped musicians. The famous guitarist Django Reinhardt was born in a gypsy wagon in 1910, Belgium. When he was 18, he lost his fourth and fifth fingers on his chord-making left hand. He still went on to be a great guitarist. Here he is in 1938 playing Daphne with the quintet of the Hot Club of France in 1938, Stéphane Grappelli on violin. Another guitarist, Pat Martino, born in Philadelphia in 1944, suffered a brain aneurysm in 1980. He lost all memory and skills and relearned the guitar from zero. 14 years later, here's Martino and a quartet doing Catch from the album Interchange. Trumpeter and singer Joseph Manon, born in New Orleans in 1900, obtained the nickname Wingy because at 10 he lost his right arm in a streetcar accident. He held the trumpet with a prosthetic arm and was able to hide his disability on stage. Here's Wingy Manon in 1935 with Love Is Just Around the Corner. Thank you.
Thank you. My love is just around the corner, in a little cozy corner. Love is just around the corner, baby, when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, I couldn't be forlorner. When you keep me on the corner, baby, I'm waiting for you. Now, Venus de Milo was noted for her charm, but strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus. What more, you have charm. Now let's go cuddle in the corner, in a little cozy corner. Now love is just around the corner, baby, when I'm around you. Oh, ba da da ba 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 ba.
This is the Dr. Jazz Hour, and today we are celebrating jazz musicians who have overcome disabilities. Drummer Chick Webb was born in Baltimore in 1905 with spinal tuberculosis, which stunted his growth and made him a hunchback. Before passing away at 34, he managed to lead one of the best swing bands of the swing era and was one of the best drummers. Here's the Chick Webb Orchestra in 1935 playing Facts and Figures. Guitarist Larry Carlton, born in Southern California in 1948, was shot in the neck during a burglary at his home in 1988. He suffered spinal damage and his left arm was paralyzed for 6 months. Here's Carlton playing Ridin' the Treasure from his 1996 album The Gift, after relearning to play the guitar. Diane Schur, born in Tacoma, Washington in 1953, has been blind from birth, but has managed a fine career as a pianist and singer. From her Friends for Sure release of 2000 is I'd Fly.
Thank you. Stopping me.
The theme on this Dr. Jazz Hour is about jazz musicians who have overcome handicaps. Pianist Lenny Tristano was born in Chicago during the swine flu epidemic of 1919 and had weak eyesight because of it and went totally blind at 9. Here's Tristano in 1955 doing Turkish Mambo in his unique style. Another pianist, almost totally blind, was Art Tatum, born in Toledo, Ohio in 1909. Considered one of the finest pianists in jazz history, here's Tatum in trio with T for Two, Everett Barksdale on guitar and Slam Stewart on bass. Multi-instrumentalist Roland Kirk, blind from two, was born in Columbus, Ohio in 1935. He often played three instruments simultaneously, the manzello, the stritch, and the tenor sax. So let's hear him perform this feat on Reeds and Deeds in 1963. Pianist Bud Powell, born in 1924 Harlem, was the victim of a racially motivated beating by police in Philadelphia when he was 21. He suffered brain damage and never fully recovered, spending much of his adult life in mental institutions, even receiving shock therapy. Between hospitalizations, Powell recorded at a level of virtuosity never attained by most jazz pianists. Here's Bud Powell playing Bud's Bubble in 1951. Thank you. On this Dr. Jazz Hour, we are enjoying the jazz of musicians who have had fine careers in music despite handicaps of various kinds. Trumpeter Tom Harrell, born in 1946 and grew up in San Francisco, has had a prominent jazz career despite being diagnosed as schizophrenic and suffering the side effects of psychotropic drugs. In 2008, Harrell recorded Radiant Moon with Claudia Acuna on vocal from the album Wise Children. Pianist Horace Parlin from Pittsburgh, born in 1931, contracted polio when an infant, which partially crippled his right hand, which caused him to develop a unique piano style. Here's Parlin and quartet on Headin' South in 1961. New Orleans clarinet man Pete Fountain, born in 1930, had lung problems as a child, so a doctor recommended that he take up a musical instrument to improve his lung strength. Aren't we glad he did, because we can now dig on Pete Fountain playing W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues.
You can hide me here inside.
join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.